Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania. If you are an applicant or if you need to send application information to us, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kiara. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hey, Barbara Kiara.
McNary. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Let me, who do we have on the phone right now?
So we have online, my name is Shira. I'm calling you from Family First. I'm the enrollment coordinator. And I think we have on the line Pauline Marinari and her daughter, Deborah.
Okay, so we have Pauline and we said Deborah.
Yes.
All righty, and who is the applicant in question?
My mother. I'd like to get my mother on Medicaid so that I could be her caregiver.
What she means to say, she wants to enroll in the waiver program so we can get the services for her mom. What we're doing today is we're trying to see if there's if she can go ahead and get scheduled with you today to continue
absolutely.
The enrollment process.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty, so just to then verify, the applicant then is Miss Pauline, and we said the last name is Marinari.
Yes.
Could I just get a spelling of that?
Marinari.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So it does look like we don't have her in the system, which is not a problem. We can go ahead and create a case for her. We would just need to obtain a couple pieces of information then, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so we'll just kind of go in order. Now, the best phone number for her
would be my phone number.
Okay.
484-345-0153.
Okay, perfect. And then her preferred spoken and written language, is that English?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the best address for her?
She lives at 701 East Locust Street. Apartment 232, Fleetwood, PA, 19522.
Okay. And we are in Berks County then?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is also her date of birth?
11/15/1936.
Perfect. And then the last piece of information I would need would be her social. If we are not comfortable providing it over the phone, that is not a problem. I can always put a phone number, but we would want to get it updated as soon as possible, just so that way it doesn't cause delays with the application.
Right. Her social is 207-287-199.
Perfect. All righty. So we have her case created. And then also just to verify, is she there with you by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Would I be able to just have her just give me permission to have you added as an authorized representative so that way I can add you on file and
yes.
We can...
Yeah, here, Mom. Say hello. Hello. Who is that?
Hi, Miss Pauline. My name is Kiara. I'm with the Pennsylvania yes. Independent Enrollment Broker. Do I have your permission to add your daughter, Miss Deborah, onto your file so she can speak on your behalf?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay.
All righty. And then Miss Deborah, just to verify, is your name spelled the short way or the long way with the O and the H?
O-R-A-H, yes.
Okay. Do you have the same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you reside at the same address or do you reside at a different one?
No, I live at 46 Ole Meadows Drive, Ole, PA, 19547. But I'd like to move her in with me in a month or so.
No worries. So could I have the zip code one more time? I do apologize.
It's okay. 19547.
19547. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we said this is Ole.
O-L-E-Y. Yeah. Ole.
Ole. Okay. Yes. I'm not too familiar with the area, if you can't tell. All righty, so we have that, and then just to verify, you said that we are on 46 Ole Meadows. Is that what we mentioned?
Yes, but Ole Meadows Drive.
Okay, perfect. And then your phone number is the one that you provided me earlier, which was the 484-345-0153.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so since we have you added now on file, you'll be able to speak on her behalf, make changes, add anyone you'd like.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, and then just to also verify, did we already kind of go over the steps of the application, or is it easier if I just kind of go over them?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. Yeah, so the process that we would be doing today is for the home and community-based services waiver. So this waiver process allows her to receive services in her home and community instead of in a facility of any sort, whether it is home health aides or having someone be the caregiver, like in your case, and getting paid for it.
Okay.
So the application process in itself has four steps. So I'm going to kind of briefly go over them, and if we have questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them by all means. So the first step is a in-home visit with one of our enrollment case managers. What they do is that he or she would come out to the home, and they would help complete a financial application for Medicaid if she doesn't currently have Medicaid, as well as complete a COMPAS application for long-term care services through the state.
Okay.
They will also go over just general information and provide, you know, any bit of information that is needed to, you know, make a little more sense so it's easier for everyone.
Okay.
Perfect. So after that, then we would send a form to a doctor of choice. This doctor would fill out the form and send it back to us. So that's something we take care of overall, but we do also send out a paper copy just in case there's any upcoming appointments.
Okay.
Do we by any chance have a doctor in mind for that?
Her family doctor is Dr. Travis Miller.
Okay, so we said Travis, and what was the last name?
Miller.
Miller, okay.
Yes, he's with Fleetwood Family Associates, I believe it's called.
Absolutely. I have him on North Richmond Street or on Burnville Road.
No, North Richmond.
Okay. Absolutely. So we're going to then send a fax to the doctor, and like I said, they fill it out, send it back to us.
Okay.
After that, then the Department of Aging will get in touch with you to contact you to schedule the second in-home assessment. Unlike ours, which is informational, they do what's called a functional eligibility determination. So basically, just to kind of summarize, they come out, ask a couple questions just to get to do a determination of level of care that's needed.
Okay. Now, right now she's staying with me because last Sunday she was out driving her car. She got lost. She must have been driving from 2:30 in the afternoon till 3 o'clock in the morning when she crashed her car.
Oh, wow.
So so she won't be driving anymore, but right now she's with me because she fractured her femur. She broke ribs. She fractured a couple of vertebrae in her back. So where would they come, to my house or her house?
Whichever one. So if we want to have it at your house, we can absolutely do that.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not sure when she could go back to her place, and I want to move her anyway, as soon as I can.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Who cares?
And then lastly, after all of those are then completed, so the first three steps, then the application gets reviewed for medical eligibility. And once found medically eligible, then everything will get sent to the county assistance office where they will do the financial portion. So any documents they are in need of, they will just send them in through paper form to request what they need. We do also assist with that.
Okay, could they send that paperwork to my address, please?
Yep, I can absolutely put that.
Okay.
Alrighty, so that's honestly all the steps in a very summarized version. So, you know, before we proceed forward, I'm also going to check, I mean, did we have questions regarding any of those steps, or did we just want to proceed?
Yes, just proceed.
Okay. Alrighty, so then what we would do today is I'm going to go ahead and just really quickly create an application for her, and then we can see about scheduling that first visit, which the first visit does honestly take about an hour to sometimes an hour and a half. Sometimes it could even take less, but we do schedule it for a window of time of 2 hours, just so that way questions, concerns, they can all be answered without anyone having to feel rushed.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. So let me take a look also at my calendar. So it looks like as of right this moment, the soonest I have is next Tuesday, so we're looking at the 7th of October, since today is the 30th. I have for the 7th, if just to let you know, I have 9 to 11, or I have 1 to 3 available.
1 to 3 would be better.
Okay, so that is a day that works for you then? Okay. Alrighty, let me go ahead and get that scheduled then. And while I allow the system also to process this appointment, I do want to advise also that we do just ask that for the visit, you have a form of identification, photo ID, driver's license, any of the above. Well, in this case, your mother, not you.
Right.
So just for her to have those documents, and then if she has any current active medical insurance, to just provide the card for it.
Okay.
Alrighty, perfect. And just to also let you know, our enrollment case manager will also have some ID themselves to show to you. We like to just let people know of that.
Okay, good. That's good.
Absolutely. And system did officially process that appointment, so we have it scheduled then for next Tuesday. Window of time then of 1 to 3, and it is going to be with our Miss Melissa Leggard.
Melissa, could you spell her last name?
Absolutely. It is L as in Larry, E as in elephant, double G as in, it's double G as in girl, A as in apple, R as in Robert, D as in dog.
Okay, got it.
Perfect. So your phone number being the one we have on file is the one that's going to receive the reminder call prior to the appointment. And then also, if Miss Melissa needs to get a hold of you, she will also give you a call then.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. And I always also like to advise that our automated call, which will be, like I mentioned, our reminder, will come from a 717 number because we're based out of Harrisburg.
Okay, yep.
Alrighty, perfect. And then two last things I just wanted to mention. So like I mentioned earlier, you're added now as an authorized representative. Did we have anyone else we wanted to add as of right this moment then or no?
No.
Okay, if you ever do, all you got to do is let us know.
Okay, yeah, I have four brothers, but I'm the one that takes care of them, not them, so.
All righty, well, no worries on that. Okay, so we have that, and then also we will send out, as I mentioned, some paper mail. Did we also wanted to receive text messages or emails or not really?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Do we have a preference on which one of the two?
My email, DeborahMarinari@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. And I do want to advise that your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third parties. If at any point you want to stop receiving emails, you can just simply reply stop. And you do understand that you can get emails at different times. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you should receive one shortly. It's going to come from something along the lines of PAIEB, which is just an abbreviation of Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
Okay.
Which, if you are more, you know, internet friendly and whatnot, we do also have a website, which is also that PAIEB .com. And on there, it has basically just the more in-depth version of the steps we went over today, if you wanted to maybe take a look, review, or anything like that then.
Okay.
Alrighty, perfect. So outside of that, then I went over everything I needed to. So I am just going to, you know, double check with the both of you. Any questions, any concerns, anything I need to go over again?
Nope. I actually do in-home care. I'm there now with my mom, with another lady I take care of. So I kind of know how it works.
Okay. Not a problem. Alrighty, perfect. Well, if we don't have then anything additional then from either of you, I do thank you then both so much for taking the time to speak with me today. And I always need to ask, end of every call, absolutely optional. Did we by any chance wanted to participate in a survey today?
No.
Alrighty, not a problem. Well, I thank you then for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much.